Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today.
Proverbs 14:23. This is just kind of a cool statement. I like to read things like this in Proverbs. It says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty.
That's so good.
It's fun just to like, when you read a verse like that and you highlight it and you write it down on a piece of paper, you can be talking with someone one day and kind of maybe getting a little bit ahead of yourself. And then you'll remember that verse and go, hold up. Mere talk leads to poverty. Maybe I should actually do something about what I'm talking about and just, you know, bite your tongue and just kind of go, all right, I'm going to go surf now, or I'm going to go do school now.
Listen,
instead of talking about what I'm doing, I'm going to go do it.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I am looking at the calendar and realizing this is going to come out on July 5th. Oh my goodness. Where is time going? So I hope you had a great 4th of July, and this summer is just flying by. At least here in Hawaii, most schools start up at the end of July or early August. So hold on tight. Let's enjoy it. Hope everybody's doing good. And I hope you brought some kids along with you today. Or at least after you listen, maybe you can send this to somebody you care about. But we are kicking off a new series that I have been looking forward to for a long time. We are doing Proverbs in the month of July with the Swanson boys. And I have a special download with some Proverbs fun on it for the kids. So be sure to go over to show notes where you can get a printable. And I think you'll have fun going over that with your kids this month. All right. So the plan is, again, I'm recording this one a little in advance. So if things go as planned, today we have Luke, who is 19 years old with us. Next week, we're going to have Jonah, my 21-year-old. And the following week will be Josiah, who's 23. And by the time that comes out, he'll be 24. He has a July birthday. He and Jonah both do. Levi might end up sitting this one out. We haven't figured that out. But in the fourth week of the month, it'll be back to Raising Amazing and chapter 4. And so really this month is super special, and I hope you enjoy, and I hope your kids enjoy as well. I'm going to let Luke introduce himself. Many of you know Luke is a professional surfer. He lives at home some of the year and he travels the world much of the year. And also as we record, it's kind of fun because we are midway through a really important contest. And because we had to turn in this episode for all the production stuff, stuff right away. We squeezed this in between his opening day of a contest in Honolulu, and then tomorrow he goes into the next rounds. So it's an exciting time for our family, and you get to hear from Luke on this fun day in the middle. So I hope you enjoy this. And again, be sure to go to show notes, get your printable. Think you'll enjoy that. And keep coming back this month. I know many of you are traveling and busy, but I think it's going to be a month you'll want to come back for. So thanks for being here. Thanks for taking time to hang out with us. And without further ado, here's Luke Swanson and I talking about wisdom from Proverbs. I hope you enjoy. All right, Luke, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Mom. I'm happy to be here.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has. I don't know how long, but a while.
I think it was just before Christmas. You were here right before the holidays, so we're looking at half a year.
Wow.
Too long.
That felt a lot more recent than that.
Well, you've been busy.
Uh-huh.
But today we get to kick off a special kind of mini series here on the podcast, and I'm super excited to do this first episode on Proverbs and how practical Proverbs are for our lives and just the power of God's word at work in our lives. And so thank you for joining us for this.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited. Proverbs is one of my favorite books of the Bible, for sure.
Yeah. Well, before we dive in and talk about Proverbs, maybe you can catch people up a little bit on what you've been doing and what's going on in your life. For those who are new here, you can even like just give the quick intro, who you are, how old you are, and what your life looks like.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Luke Swanson. I'm the third of four children of Monica Swanson. And
kind of the youngest.
Youngest for a while before Levi grew up.
Because there's a gap. There's like 6.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And I'm 19 years old. I am currently pursuing a professional surfing career, which is probably the most exciting attribute of me. But yeah, the last few months I've spent traveling at the beginning of the year, or not really the beginning, maybe like early spring, February, March. I traveled to Tahiti for a competition that was a pretty big one for me. And I got a pretty good result there. I got an equal third there, which was pretty big for those of you who maybe are wondering. And then since then, I came home and then I went again on another trip to Australia for a full month where I was basically following the world tour, which is like the highest level of competition in surfing. And though I wasn't competing in it, I got to kind of follow it. And I was staying with different friends who were competing in the events or watching the events. And so I got to just kind of experience that firsthand for about a month. And then from there, I went to Indonesia for a couple of weeks, where I was just surfing and kind of sharpening my tools and trying to get better. And then I came home. And I'm currently in the event period for kind of the next big event that I've had this year, the second big event I've had this year, which is another qualifying series event for the Hawaii region. And I did my first heat yesterday, and I haven't even done my second heat yet. So it's kind of a fun little, like, intermission.
You have a day as well. Off.
Yeah.
And yesterday, how'd you do?
Yesterday I did good. I made my first heat, which was a big confidence boost. It felt good to shake off the nerves, and I'm hoping I can keep it up and go all the way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're so excited for tomorrow. And by the time this comes out, we'll have results for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another exciting thing coming up about the time this comes out, or maybe just before it, you have another trip, but to do something a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna do, I guess my first ever
debut
for an on the road, I guess, speaking event.
Speaking. Yeah.
I'm gonna go to a youth
conference
in Southern California in San Diego, and I get to be a part of a workshop where I get to just kind of share my story about my surfing and about my walk with God and just how those two have
just a couple thousand people going to be there?
I don't think I'll have thousands.
At the conference.
I'm hoping I don't have thousands of people in front of me. But
it's going to be so much fun. And I would be shouting out the event, but this will come out when it's done. But what do you want to just share what it's called for next year?
I mean, the youth conference is called Future Quest, and it'll be hosted by Foothills Church in San Diego. So
yes, in El Cajon. In El Cajon. Where I have done some speaking. Great people there.
Which, needless to say, I maybe was helped out in the invite here.
You've got
from
a fan
you speaking
club over
there in the past.
No. Nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Well, if I'm ever a big speaker one day, I'm sure you'll be wanting to take the credit at that point.
You know, by then, you know who we'll give credit to. We're doing an online course. Levi and Luke both.
Oh,
yeah. IEW has a new public speaking course that we are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're so glad.
Sharpening the tools.
Yeah, we're so thankful for IEW. They got you covered in writing and speaking, and super fun. Levi's doing their grammar, too, which I'll be talking more homeschooling soon. I'm going to do a blog post where I give all the updates on Levi's homeschool stuff. But all that to say, also, if you're new here, Luke. The one who I'm talking to here, he graduated from high school a year ago, homeschooled all the way through. So, and you are doing some college courses.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. As of today, I'm actually enrolling in online college, kind of a little bit more, not full time, but more time than I was before, yeah. I guess. I've been kind of on and out, in and out of doing college classes last year.
We could call it a gap year.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing some school for sure, but, taking on a little bit more of a workload, at least for this, next semester. And
you've got 3 college classes under your belt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing great. We're going to get him an education while he's surfing. So,
yep.
Anyway.
Exciting stuff.
It is. Okay, so this month, I'm like giddy. I've been super excited to spend the month of July talking about Proverbs, because anyone who's read Boy Mom or Raising Amazing knows that we have really spent a lot of time talking about Proverbs in our family. And as you boys grew up, we asked you to try to read a chapter a day whenever you could, going through the calendar, because there's 31 chapters of Proverbs. And so it's easy to just choose whatever day of the month it is and read that chapter. And so we talk about that. And so between Luke and Jonah and Levi, we're going to cover a few different aspects of Proverbs. And Luke gets to just start by sharing some of his favorite Proverbs and maybe how they've encouraged him and how maybe they've even impacted him in his travels and his life as he is pursuing this surf career. And then we've got a special download for all of you that you'll find over in show notes where you can practice some Proverbs with your own kids. Kids who are listening, hope that these are encouraging to you. So, Luke, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, well, I think I'd like to first start by just saying that Bible reading and just biblical knowledge growing up has been probably the biggest thing that you and Dad have encouraged me and the brothers to do and to learn about. And I think that's probably the biggest pillar of security and wisdom and, character that we've had, like just reading the Bible and daily Bible reading. And I mean, really what it feels like for years has been like so much of what I read in the Bible comes from Proverbs. Like, I mean, you and Dad have always encouraged us to read Proverbs, especially those days where, you know, we might be feeling a little bit faster paced and we're on the road or we're going, and you guys are always like, well, then just read a chapter of Proverbs. If you don't have time to do an in-depth big Bible study, just read a chapter of Proverbs and learn from that and gain from that and pray over it. And every single chapter of Proverbs is loaded with so much wisdom and information. And if anyone has ever told me that they think that I'm, you know, beyond my years or whatever in wisdom or anything like that, it's 100% because of Proverbs. And I would credit so much of it to what I've learned in Proverbs.
Awesome.
And yeah, I just love that book so much. So I was just telling you beforehand that I have so much different highlights throughout the whole book.
He's like, how many can I share?
And I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know how many we'll be able to get through, but I definitely have a few that I like. And I just, you know, so much of it is so practical and mm-hmm. so helpful in totally. Everyday life. And
what's amazing is it was written so long ago, and yet it applies to mm-hmm. our world today yeah. so much.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think of Proverbs as basically like do's and don'ts from, you know, the wisest people of all time. I mean, uh-huh. Solomon was considered the wisest man ever, mm-hmm. you know, by God himself. So
that's right.
Basically, I like to think of it as just practical wisdom and mm-hmm. and do's and don'ts for everyday life. And the more you read it, the more it's in your brain, and the more it's in your brain, the more it just comes about mm-hmm. when you're talking to people, when you're deciding on things, yep. And yeah, just planning out your life. So I'm really excited to share a couple of verses. I thought maybe a fun one just to start with, just given I'm doing a competition right now, and you know, I had a pretty successful contest early in the year, and early in the book of Proverbs is Proverbs 2:7, and this is the NIV version, and it is, "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless." Mm. And there's a lot of different ways you can look at the Bible and try to interpret it as, I don't know, maybe like, is the prosperity gospel the right kind of word to use, where people take something that's mm-hmm. in the Bible and then kind of mold it to fit a narrative that basically means they're going to be blessed if they
right.
check the boxes or do the right things, right?
And yeah.
And I definitely don't believe in that. I definitely think that there's hardship in life and that we live in a broken world. But 100%, if there's anything I've learned growing up, it's that when my heart and my focus and my attention is on God and honoring Him, whether the situation is good or bad, that things end up usually going better. And mm-hmm. I end up being surprised by blessings and whether that's good results or just good relationships or
a lesson learned. Or
yes, exactly. So yes. many different things. So, you know.
Read it one more time.
Yeah. "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless." I just think that it's a confidence for believers to think that the more they strive for righteousness and the more they try to walk blamelessly before God and walk in conviction, the more they can expect to be blessed
yeah.
and for their life to have, you know,
yes,
good fortune, yes. if that makes sense.
And I think it's fair to say, even, let's just using your surf contest as an example, if you were to get out early, you can still see success when you feel good about how you approach things, what your attitude was, where your heart was. Like, success
yeah, can yeah, come exactly. in so many so ways. That's I yeah, that's
and
a
it's
great
like this,
point.
This pure clean conscience, knowing like, man,
yeah.
that was a successful contest, even though the results aren't what I wanted in my own mind.
Yeah.
But sometimes they also are what.
Yeah. So let's just put it like this. Let's say I got out right in the next round, or whether it was yesterday, if I got out in my first round, success isn't determined by my result in that heat. When I look at the word success in there, I mean, it's a very general term, I guess, success, but it just means blessed, I guess, mm-hmm. mean being yeah. blessed. And if my God-given desire to be a surfer is what I continue to pursue, then maybe that means being blessed in the long term. Maybe that means 2 or 3 years from now, I start getting the results I need. Or maybe that means not even being a surfer in a couple years from now or doing something else. The way I see success is that basically, when my focus and my attention is on God, regardless of my results, He's going to give me, you know, all that I need. And yep. because I'm focused on Him, I'll be content with that.
Awesome. I love that.
You looking at?
Yeah, I just thought for fun, I just looked up the definition of success. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're talking about totally works. It says the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And if your aim and purpose is to honor God with your life,
yeah,
you're going to have success. He's going to take care of the details.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So that, I mean,
Proverbs 2:7.
Yeah. Proverbs 2:7. I love the idea of kind of like it's not like, it's not circular reasoning. I don't really know how to say it, but it's like when your success isn't defined by the competition, then being successful doesn't necessarily mean, you know, getting a good or bad result. It's wanting what God wants for you.
100%.
And then, so whatever happens, that way you're happy.
Which we've talked about this before, even yesterday's heat, how freeing that is. Like, I really feel bad for people that don't have faith, that don't know the Lord, because it's so much pressure on the person to like, everything's up to me, how this turns out, and I'll be devastated if I don't do well. Whereas you have that freedom to be like, I'll do my best, and that's successful.
Yeah.
And I'll trust God with results.
And if God wants to bless me,
uh-huh,
whether he chooses to or not, like
with a win.
Let's say that God wanted to bless me, right, with doing good in a contest, because that's a desire that I think he's given me, then he will, because my aim is to honor him, mm-hmm, and to be content with anything.
Yes.
And to be humble in it.
Yes.
And
and maybe you're going to cover others, and so I don't want to like wear this one out, but also we've talked about how if you were to lose, we can trust that God has a bigger picture. Somehow in the big picture of your life, this is actually best for you.
Yes.
And it still can be seen as success. But let's go on, because I know you've got others.
Yeah. Well, so I just kind of went, I guess, kind of chronological order, and we might not get that far. But Proverbs 3:2 says, for they will prolong, and they, meaning the commands in your heart. It says, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. And so again, prosperity is not something that we can expect, right? It's a gift and it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are walking in a right relationship with God,
mm-hmm,
and he gives it to us, I'm assuming that he's going to give it to us and we're going to feel better about it than say we were not walking according, mm-hmm, to his word and not walking in a good relationship with God. We can't necessarily expect for that prosperity to come. And that prosperity can simply be a peace of mind.
Yes.
So, you know, if I'm keeping God's commands throughout the Bible, all the different commands that there are, and my heart is right, I can be in the worst situation in life, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm, God's peace will come upon me just because my walk is right and my heart is right.
Yes.
And so again, the prosperity doesn't necessarily mean material goods or results or whatever. It just means my mind will be at peace and I will be standing right before God.
Yes.
And that's that in and of itself is the prosperity that I want. So
I love that.
And again, if there is some sort of benefits or blessings, then that's amazing. Then great. At least I can feel good about it because I know that I've been honoring God with everything I've been doing.
Yes. And I think if you look at people who we really respect and look up to and you observe their life and the choices they make, you can see a trail of like choices that were made that honored God, that were good and upright, maybe saying no to worldly things that were tempting or shortcuts to get to success. And you're like, oh my goodness, look at these people, how cool it is to see the blessing of God on their life. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it looks different.
Yeah.
But you can see that type of prosperity, which is the good kind that you really want. Okay, I'll let you go on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that though. here's a really simple one, but I really like.
I like that you like this one.
Proverbs 12:1, and that is, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. And that's, again, that's the NIV version. So
I
don't know
if
they were throwing around the word stupid in other translations.
Well,
the Bible. I like that translation because it's kind of simple.
Right?
But yeah, I mean, growing up, you guys have obviously, I mean, you guys didn't necessarily give us too much of an option when we were younger to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, you're going to be disciplined. And as I've gotten older, I've realized so much that disciplining myself, mm-hmm, even though it's hard in the moment, even though it's hard all the time,
mm-hmm,
it brings about the best results. And that is with reading the Bible. That's with my walk with God. That's with surfing. That's with doing chores. That's with making my bed. That's with everything, right? So,
mm-hmm,
it says loves knowledge. And I'm not going to try to, I'm not going to try to misinterpret that. But knowledge loving knowledge is a great thing, mm-hmm. right? Loving knowing how things work and knowing things in general is a good thing. And so
loving
whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. So I just, I want to love knowledge and I want to know more, and discipline will bring that about. So,
okay. So let's just talk to the kids out there who might be listening, who are like, I hate discipline. I want to play video games and I just don't want it. I mean, your little brother struggled with this. Like, it's hard to motivate to do hard things.
Well, just if you think about that simple sentence, I don't like discipline, I just want to do this. That sounds like it's coming from someone that doesn't have a lot of knowledge, right? Or wisdom.
Ooh, interesting.
So if you think about it, if they're able to have the discipline to say no to that, they're going to have the knowledge and the foresight to know that this is better for me.
Okay, so sometimes the action comes first and you just have to trust someone like you who's walked through it and say, okay, I'm going to do the hard things.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's how it is. I mean, I can say, especially just with surfing, right? Like, well, I don't want to work hard. I think I can maybe just make it by just, you know, surfing when I want to or training when I want to. Well, someone that's experienced and who's actually become successful is going to tell me, no, I'm telling you right now that mm-hmm. only the disciplined people will make it to that, you know, to the top.
So good.
And so I have to trust that. And they have that knowledge that I want to have. And so for me to get that knowledge, I have to be disciplined like them and, you know,
so
stay
good.
Disciplined.
Awesome.
Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a company of fools suffers harm.
That's a favorite.
And that's something, I mean, there's a lot of different versions of that same verse, I think, throughout Proverbs, like iron sharpens iron and a lot of other verses. Yeah. But you guys have always told us brothers to live out that verse. And that's something that I can say has kept me out of a lot of trouble and kept me out of a lot of harm, and has only helped me for the better, because, you know, when you're unequally yoked, you get pulled down.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone gave me, who was it recently? I think it was maybe the Holses when I stayed with them in San Clemente. Mm-hmm. Auntie Cheryl told me, there's the analogy of when you stand on a chair, it's really easy to pull someone down. But when you're standing on a chair trying to pull someone up, it's a lot harder,
ooh.
Right? So just the idea that people that are, you know, let's just say, making worse decisions than you are,
mm-hmm.
right, in life.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for someone like that to pull you down from where you are to where they are than it's going to be for you to pull them up.
Yeah.
And so that being said, try to walk with people that are either wiser than you or making the same decisions as you.
So
and that's going to help you long term.
Awesome.
Instead of trying to either pull someone out who doesn't want to or let someone pull you down.
So good, Luke. So good.
Yep. And then just another chapter later, Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. And that's a pretty no-nonsense verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I can just say, growing up, how many times I've heard from different people that, you know, I've kind of been used discernment not to listen to. I've heard the things they've said, and I've heard the encouragement that they've given, and I've seen what that encouragement has done for other people. And maybe it hasn't brought about death, but it's brought about a lot of bad things
mm-hmm.
and things that are of the nature of death. And so I can definitely say that there is always a way that seems right. And in the end, it leads to death. And that could be anywhere. That could be in surfing, that could be at school, that could be in college, that could be in work. There's
mm-hmm.
there's always going to be the temptation and the flattery of evil
mm-hmm.
lifestyle and wrongdoing.
Yeah, and I think this is especially relevant right now in our world when there's so many messages that sound so good and they have a little bit of truth, but then there's a lie mixed in there. And it's some of the phrases like I've talked about on the podcast before, but you know, like live your truth or, you know, it's all about doing what feels right. And those things can be tempting because they sound good, but they are leading to death.
Well, and
they're not God's truth.
Well, and how about when you're younger and all of your friends are doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, this just seems right. Everyone's doing it.
Right.
Like, this really does seem right. Because if everyone else who's my age in my peer group is doing this thing, mm-hmm. it must be right. You know?
Totally.
And when you read a verse like that when you're little, it kind of gives you that, oh, wait. So there's things that seem right that aren't right, that are actually really, really bad. And then you go, okay, well, next time I'm in a situation, I'll think about that again.
So true.
And go, oh, maybe not. Maybe this isn't best for me.
Yeah. And I think in case there's any teenagers listening, or if parents are dealing with some of the bigger topics, we've recently around our dinner table had conversations about some of the drugs and things that people are doing right now, and who will actually argue with you and try to tell you how good they are and good for you. Mm. And just how important it is to know that the things that may seem right to some people are going to lead to death in yeah. one way or another, yeah. whether it's physical or spiritual, relational,
mental,
mental. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's so true. It's just, yeah. discernment is so true, especially when things seem too good to be true. That's especially when you need to have discernment and ask someone that you respect, that you know is wise.
So good.
Next would be Proverbs 14:23. This is just kind of a cool statement. I like to read things like this in Proverbs. It says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty.
That's so good.
It's fun just to like, when you read a verse like that and you highlight it and you write it down on a piece of paper, you can be talking with someone one day and kind of maybe getting a little bit ahead of yourself. And then you'll remember that verse and go, hold up. Mere talk leads to poverty. Maybe I should actually do something about what I'm talking about and just, you know, bite your tongue and just kind of go, all right, I'm going to go surf now, or I'm going to go do school now.
Listen,
instead of talking about what I'm doing, I'm going to go do it. I just like those kind of
awesome,
really easy to interpret verses.
Yes.
And then let me find, oh, here's a good one. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Mm. That kind of goes back to, I think, what we were talking about earlier with just prosperity and success.
Right.
And this is actually almost, I would almost argue this is a better version of the verse, if that kind of makes sense. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans.
Yeah.
So instead of it saying, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will grant you success.
Yeah, or bless your plans.
Yeah, he's saying he will establish your plans.
Mm.
What better plans to have than plans that are established by God?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't doubt those plans. You can't be worried that those plans aren't going to work out in some way. Like, if you truly trust God with your life and with everything that's going to happen, then there's no better place to be than in a place of accepting and trusting God's plan for your life, because you've committed to him everything you're doing. And so with my surfing and with everything else, it's always been my prayer and my heart's intent that God's plan would be true in my life and it would be active in my life. And so again, with surfing, that could mean losing and losing and losing and losing and never even getting a good result until that's it, I'm gone. Right? Or it could mean losing and losing and losing until I do good. Or it could mean just doing good always. It doesn't matter to me. It's whatever God's plans are, that's what I want to accept. Because if I'm not accepting his plans, then I'm obviously walking in darkness. Mm. And that's only going to hurt me.
Wow. Solid.
Love it. And that can be, you know, used by anyone in any area of life. let's see. Okay, yeah, here's a good one. So Proverbs 1 says, let me go back to it really quick. Proverbs 1 verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And the fear of the Lord is a term that I think I probably don't have the best definition of exactly what it is, but I would say fear of the Lord, the best definition I would give is having correct fear of the Lord. It doesn't mean being afraid of his fury and his anger, right? It means having a respect for God that is correct, like a son would have for his parents or his father, like a correct fear where you respect him and you understand them to the point that you know their authority and you know their judgment.
Yeah.
Really.
And that much more with God. Like,
and that much more with God.
And wonder and like holy understanding of his greatness.
Exactly. Fear of the Lord is kind of, it's a really tricky phrase that I've heard definitely some people, I think, misuse, but also it's just hard sometimes to get a good understanding of it. But I always read it and I understand it because I think of what it was like. I mean, what it's still like. I'm not going to say what it was like, but especially what it was like when I was 8 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And what was my relationship with Dad like? Mm. Well, I know that he loves me and I know that he wants the best for me. But I also know that if I screw up and he sees me screwing up and hurting myself, he's going to step in and he's going to give me the discipline or the consequences that I deserve.
Yeah.
But because he loves me, right? Mm, and so,
so good.
Understanding the fear of the Lord, that phrase is just like understanding that. I believe it's understanding that God wants the best for me and loves me and sent his son to die on a cross for me. Mm. But it's also knowing that because he loves me, he's going to have some at least discipline in my life and at least point that out to me. And he's going to do that whether I like it or not.
That's right.
And it's also knowing that he's the creator of the universe and ultimately the only one who can push judgment on anyone.
That's right.
So anyways, that being said, there is that verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And then also in Proverbs, just a few chapters later, let me find this. It says in Proverbs 22:4, it says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. And so there's kind of another definition, if you will, of what the fear of the Lord is, and it's humility.
Wow.
And I just think that that's so cool to be able to look at humility and then look at that other verse, and look at the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and humility, and how humility, you could almost say humility is the beginning of knowledge.
Wow.
And I just think that's so cool because in all areas of life, when we're humble, that's when we learn. And when we're humble, that's where we are at our best point, right? And so, yeah, I just think that walking humility on a daily basis in everything we do is the best thing we can do, and humbling ourselves on a daily basis is the best thing we can do. And it also says here that the wages are riches and honor in life. And even if they weren't that, I know that my heart is right when I walk in humility. And
Kate, can I ask you to talk about something just real practically for people who maybe don't totally have a grasp on it? Because I think it can be confusing. The difference between humility and thinking poorly of yourself, like feeling like a loser or like insecure.
Yeah.
Lacking confidence. Can you be confident and humble?
Yeah. I would say that confidence comes from your identity, and identity is not something that you can create because it's already been created by God.
Hmm.
And I think that through my faith and trust in God and my faith in Jesus' death and resurrection and power over my sin, that's where I draw my identity from. And so humility for me is going, okay, I'm a sinful man. I make mistakes. I blow it all the time. But God sent his son to die on a cross for me so that I could live forever, right? And not have the penalty of my sin over me. And so my humility and my confidence are almost wrapped up in the same thing. And that doesn't necessarily lead me to go, I'm so broken. I'm just so terrible. Woe is me. It also gives me the confidence to know that I have the God of the universe who loves me and wants what's best for me.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I think that's the right definition of humility.
And I think that understanding how you see them together has come from a lot of years really digging in and studying, but it takes some time, right?
Yeah. It does take time to understand it. And it also, there is times where that fact is tested in your life many times, you know, whether you do really good in a contest or you do really bad, or a friend says something mean to you, or, you know, whatever it is, there's so many different there's so many different times in life where you're tested and your faith has to stand strong in order to walk through it. So yeah, that's, I really like that. I really like that bit in Proverbs about humility. But if we,
do you have, want to share one more? Do you want to
wrap
have, up?
I have, one more.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Yeah. Well, man, I have a couple more, but I'll just do this one. Okay. I really like Proverbs 29:18, and it says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Hmm. And so I think of that as, well, I like to think of like the Israelites, mm-hmm. in Exodus and mm-hmm. how, and even after that, just the tribe of Israel and, or the nation of Israel, I should say, and how, when you read the story of the Old Testament and you read through Exodus and then through Judges and 1st and 2nd Samuel, you're reading about people that just keep on blowing it. Mm-hmm. And these are God's chosen people. Mm-hmm. And these are the people who God wanted to set apart. And time again, they keep turning away from him and they set up idols and they just forget about him and they don't even accept they don't accept his promises. Like, they don't even care, really. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of keep smacking your face. Like, what is going on? Like, why aren't you guys just staying faithful to God? Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? But it's true. And no matter where you're at in life, you can look around at people who you understand have seen God's goodness, mm-hmm. and his faithfulness and his blessings, and yet still cast off restraint because there hasn't been any revelation, yeah. of some big sort in their life, you know, as of recent.
Yeah.
And wisdom is to, or I'd say, wisdom is reading God's word and recalling his faithfulness, mm-hmm. and recalling his promises and remembering that he's still the one on the throne, mm-hmm. and that he's still in control, and that nothing is going to change about that fact. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, for me, it's, knowing that when there's no revelation, that doesn't mean that God isn't still living and moving and working in my life. It's just, quiet. And maybe God's testing me with that.
Right.
And maybe he's testing whoever it is that feels that way.
That's right. I was going to say, because there may be seasons where you don't feel super inspired, yeah. or you're not in the mood to read your Bible, even Proverbs, but you're, yeah. saying then recall the things he's done.
Turn to the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back, find this verse and see, oh, well, I guess sometimes there's just no revelation, but that doesn't mean I should cast off restraint.
Right. And also, reflect on your own life and all the times God has provided for you. Mm. And I mean, when I hear somebody say something like, oh, if God were real, he would prove himself. And I'm like, well, did you wake up today? Are you breathing? Mm. You know, do you have someone in your life who cares about you? So yeah. I think there's a time to just reflect and go, wow, God has been good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a good daily practice.
Yeah. I think that, just the simple idea of writing down prayers and answers to prayers and keeping that, if not in your mind, filed away, mm-hmm. then keep it on paper filed away so that you can turn to it,
yeah.
when you're feeling that there hasn't been revelation or there hasn't been some big step in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I think that those quiet times and those droughts, you could call them, are actually when God wants you to learn the most, or at least learn something big. And that's definitely been the case for me. So
good.
Yeah. I mean, that's, we just picked out whatever.
A lot. We're going to have all those written down in show notes.
Yep. But there's so much. I mean, those are just some, you know, like, yeah. the crazy thing about Proverbs is that, I mean, every single verse,
yeah.
has wisdom and has truth. And it's just all there for us.
So
we can
good.
Look at it anytime.
Okay, so if kids listening think they'd like to listen to you more, when are you going to start your own podcast, Luke?
I don't know. I think maybe
Proverbs with Luke.
Maybe I'll just do something on Instagram.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Or you and your brothers.
You have quite a production. I don't know if I could mimic that.
No, but you and your brothers should like bring back Jonah's Truth for Youth podcast.
Yeah. I think I could do a podcast just with Proverbs and just go through a verse and
you sure
look
could.
At it. I mean, I'm after reading Proverbs since I was, you know, as old as I could read, I still haven't completely figured everything out, right? And I still haven't completely taken to heart every single verse. So there's just every single day there's something new to learn there.
There is. Well, thank you for sharing this inspiration with us. I'm inspired. I want to go back and read more Proverbs.
Oh, well, maybe we can do that after this. I mean, we've kind of been doing it all day, but yeah, we can do more.
We will do more. Well, thanks for being here. And I'm sure people will want to follow you. Where can they find you? Maybe Instagram's the easiest place.
Yeah, Instagram's the easiest place. Just Luke Swanson_.
And,
I'm trying to get better at posting more regularly. And I really definitely want to do more stuff like this on there. So, yep.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. And thanks, everyone, for being here.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. And thank you, Mom.
Yep. Aloha.
See ya.
All right, friends. I hope you enjoyed that conversation nearly as much as I did. And I hope you can share this with somebody, maybe someone who's not a regular listener of the podcast. And you can send them straight over to show notes if you like. And today's show notes are found at monicaswanson.com/Proverbs-Luke. All right, again, Proverbs-Luke. And I'll be sharing the Proverbs that he mentioned as well as any other notes and a free printable there, which will be a great thing to use with the kids this summer as perhaps they are ready to learn some Proverbs and apply them to their own lives, right? So if you enjoyed this episode, it'd be great if you would share it in a social media story, perhaps. You can just take a screenshot of this episode. And if you're sharing it on Instagram, you can tag me at @MonicaSwanson_. You can also tag Luke at @LukeSwanson_. And also just be sure that you have, I guess we call it subscribed or followed these days, this podcast episode by clicking on that little plus sign or follow in your podcast app. And you can get on my weekly email list if you're not already an email subscriber. I love to bless you guys with a weekly email with anything new, exciting, fun, funny, helpful. And you can become an email subscriber at monicaswanson.com/subscribe. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Can't wait to share Jonah and more talk about Proverbs from a little different angle next week. I think you're going to love this. So bring the kids, come back, and see you next week. And until then, aloha.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.